Welcome to Mind Walk, produced at Upstart Radio for Free Radio Santa Cruz, KRFP Radio Free Moscow, IndieMedia.org, RadioForAll.net, community and micropower stations worldwide.
My Saint Nicholas, even more ridiculous, a tooth fairy. From there we're forced to recite the pledge, Hail Mary. One nation under God, why us? Don't question, son, you're burning hell. Pay attention to the lies that we're told to tell. Teacher teaches us Columbus was a hero. He stole lands, he stole lives of so-called Indians. From the Tainos to the Africans. Respect Thomas Jefferson? He molested Sally Hemings. And now they say Reagan was a great man. The godfather of crack babies? Denying of the AIDS plague? I ran fast as I could to the library to find out they trace the books I read. These lies got me surrounded. There's a war on truth. Ain't it on me? It started with that first lies too. Lies, it's all lies, everything they say. Lies, they keep telling lies, we hear them every day. Do you think that we don't know that you're up to no good when you're telling lies? They say milk does a body good. How so? It causes disease. Don't trust me? Read about BGH and RGF-1. The dairy industry has a stricken poison. Got milk? Better yet, how about? Got cancer? Got a sick prostate? And you're looking for answers? And why we trust the FDA to protect us? These mad cows are milking us all the way to the bank. From cell phones to pharmaceuticals. Children force vaccinations that carry plague and chemicals. Corporate thugs push drugs like evangelists push miracles. Monsanto, Bayer, Procter & Gamble. Fluoride in our water supply has got us all cockeyed. But still they lie, telling us it's for our own good. First Jews in Nazi prison camps, now it's in our hoods. Lies, it's all lies, everything they say. Lies, they keep telling lies, we hear them every day. Do you think that we don't know that you're up to no good when you're telling lies? From Fox News to the New York Post, and all these lying neocon right-wing news show hosts. Bill O'Reilly makes me nauseous. Hannity and Combs are drones for these greedy corporate monsters. Fitting lies to the public, they love it with puppets. Intimidated and controlled by color codes, where lie becomes truth and truth becomes myth. Lost in the Rupert Murdoch and Clear Channel abyss. If you don't agree with Bush and you're unpatriotic, even if you've never known a man this psychotic in control of the so-called free and the brave, you become timid and afraid, eager to become slaves. The Patriot Act is good for the people. It's like saying the Bush regime will protect us from evil. How many lies can they tell in just 4 years? I say the worst is yet to come, so it's time to prepare. Lies, it's all lies, everything they say. Lies, they keep telling lies, we hear them every day. Do you think that we don't know that you're up to no good when you're telling lies? We saw the towers fall to ashes like they were laced with bombs. Are you sure only two planes did that harm? You told us Flight 77 hit the Pentagon. But there's no photos of parts, man. Plus the science is wrong, you let it happen. Like FDR did Pearl Harbor so you could profit from war. Sorta like your father taking lies and oil. In the name of freedom, our innocent are either tortured, left homeless or bleeding. Death to America! Is what they scream while you preach freedom and the American dream. Troops dying, mothers crying, still trying to cope while you're denying that the dangers from Iraq was a hoax. You're not a man of the people, just a product of evil. Greed, power, and God, a combination that's lethal. So deceitful is criminal, but soon the truth will rise. Lies.
Everything they say turns out to be a lie. It's not something that you just dump something on. It's not a big truck. It's a series of tubes. Sent by my staff at 10 o'clock in the morning on Friday. I got it yesterday. Tangled up tubes. Because it got tangled up with all of these things that are going on the internet commercially.
I think it's absolutely essential to provide streaming stuff going on the internet. The tubes. Fiber optic network tubes. I don't have to have that kind of speed. I don't think anyone here has defined what net neutrality is. It's not a big truck. It's a series of tubes. And here we have this one situation. 10 movies streaming across that internet. I don't think we are saying that they cannot. I think it's absolutely essential. In the center, whether you realize that, you're asking for regulation for massively invading this world of the internet.
Mr. Chairman?
Yes, sir.
I'm sorry. I thought you were finished. I'm sorry.
No, I'm not finished. But when we take fiber optics really indicate that anyone that wants to use this system for massive tubes, commercial purposes, those tubes can be filled, tangled up tubes. The internet is not something that you just dump something on. It's not a big truck. It's streaming. A series of tubes. Why did we do that? Why? Enormous tubes. Massive tubes. It really is the internet consumer bill of rights. Because you got tangled up with all of these things that are going on the internet commercially. The world has turned against this. Your own personal internet. Tubes. The internet is not something that you just dump something on. It's not a big truck. It's a series of tubes.
Hi, this is Dickie Richards, former child actor. Do you take too much speed? Have you been wide awake for the last 3 weeks? Do you sound like this?
Basically, then tell somebody that, you know, this guy just, look, your friend just said that, you got to know a little bit about, you know, and get them all up to speed, then everybody's talking.
Well, if you do sound like this, you need my instructional video on how to create homeopathic downers in the safety and comfort of your own home. In this video, I show you how to take common household products such as Drano and Windex and cook them into a safe homeopathic downer that will bring you down without crashing. And if you order within the next 15 minutes, I'll throw in an instructional video for making a homeopathic meth lab. All this, a $5,000 value for only $19.95. You're not hearing things. This is not an auditory hallucination. The price is only $19.95. Call 1-800-GET-HIGH. That's 1-800-GET-HIGH. Operators are standing by.
Are you suffering from the ill effects of thinking? With great foresight and without thinking, your government offers a step-by-step guide to a successful Quit Thinking program.
The Quit Pack is a great place to start. Get a free Quit Pack mailed to you.
Background briefs provide detailed referenced information on a range of thought-controlled topics. Research about thinking prevalence, consumption, and behavior, thinking bans, and workplaces.
Color Insights are an engaging way to educate young people about the harms of thinking and the benefits of being think-free.
Quitting can be hard. You might be going along okay, and suddenly you feel like thinking again.
Remember, every craving only lasts a few minutes. You can fight off, delay, deep breaths, drink water, or do something else.
Remind yourself of the times when you found the going really tough and how much work you put into preparing and achieving your goal.
It can help if you understand your addiction, why you have cravings, and what triggers you to think.
Then you can be ready for the tough times.
We have some tips to help you through the tough times, and perhaps you can share your tips with others.
How did you avoid having a thought? What can you do if you had a thought or if you've gone back to regular thinking?
We've got some good news for you, so don't give up. Understanding why you think makes it easier to quit and stay stopped.
Understanding your addiction can help you deal with triggers and cravings.
Withdrawal symptoms are the way your body reacts when it stops getting thought and all the other ingredients in dangerous thought. Most withdrawal symptoms are gone within 2 to 4 weeks.
Cravings or hunger for thinking are usually strongest on the first day and lessen as the days pass. Think about other things you can do instead of thinking.
Most people do gain some weight when they quit thinking.
The urge to think can return when you least expect it.
You can stay stopped, but you need to be prepared.
There's always something better than a thought.
Top 5 quit thinking products.
Think Go Cure.
Final Thought.
Think Ban.
Think Orette.
Kick Thought.
Do you think other people's thoughts? Thinking can be expensive. Thinking can cost you your peace of mind.
Are you a passive thinker?
Passive is not active.
Remember, the harms of too much prolonged thinking can lead to brain amputation.
If you do have a brain and you want to retain it, then make sure you stop in time.
It's never too late.
Never too late, and it is never too early. In fact, never take it up. Never start thinking, and you will have a great life with no thought of the future or the past.
Your whole family will appreciate you being thought-free. Are you a serial thinker?
Oats are my cereal.
Warning, thinking can harm your health and your baby. The government is committed to a thought-free society. Ring our quit line now on 1300 456 789 to order your personal quit thinking kit containing various products to help you kick the habit of thinking.
Rockets and missiles filled with ball bearings. Those distress calls from the UN observers on the ground to Israeli commanders might not have reached Israeli pilots in time.
4 miles north of the Israeli border. Let's zoom in on the town. Let me show you what the Israelis are actually facing here. There are two ways to clear this town. One of them is to go in and bomb it and take it off the map. The Israelis are not likely to do that. World opinion won't allow it. The other way is to go street by street, house by house, room by room, looking for terrorists and patients and that type of thing. That's what the Israelis did. Every intersection in this town, every building, every room is a potential ambush site. They can also be booby trapped. And once you clear it, think of the number of troops it takes to surround and keep this secure. The Israelis made one, left it. The guerrillas, the insurgents came back and they attacked the Israelis, and there were civilian and Israeli casualties as well. This is just one of the towns dotting the countryside around there. It shows the problem the Israelis are facing in clearing this area.
Hezbollah leader Hassan Nasrallah,
a fugitive now living in Lebanon.
Lebanon, Iran, the list goes on. Lebanon, Iran, the list goes on. New terrorists with every new generation.
We do not use weapons that are outside international norms. We don't target innocent civilians with phosphorus.
Israel is being accused of using phosphate for phosphorus.
4 miles north of the Israeli border. Let's zoom in on the town. Let me show you what the Israelis are actually facing here. There are two ways to clear this town. One of them is to go in and bomb it and take it off the map. The Israelis are not likely to do that. World opinion won't allow it. The other way is to go street by street, house by house, room by room, looking for terrorists and patients and that type of thing. That's what the Israelis did. Every intersection in this town, every building, every room is a potential ambush site. It can also be booby trapped. And once you clear it, think of the number of troops it takes to surround and keep this secure. The Israelis basically left it. The guerrillas, the insurgents came back, and they attacked the Israelis, and there were civilian and Israeli casualties as well. This is just one of the towns dotting the countryside around there. It shows the problem the Israelis are facing in clearing this area.
Hezbollah has been launching missile attacks against Israel from the Qiyam area.
Rockets and missiles filled with ball bearings.
The fighting was described as vicious, close quarters, matching tanks and armor in the northeast.
Israel is being accused of using bombs laced with phosphorus.
Firing a laser at the target. An aircraft sees the laser, he drops the laser-guided bomb, and then hones in on reflected laser energy to hit the target. The second way is what we call self-lasing. The pilot in the aircraft fires his own laser, drops his own bomb, then hones in on the target. The third way we call buddy lasing. One pilot designates the target with the laser, the second aircraft drops the bomb, it hones in on the target. All three of these can go wrong if the person designating is looking at the wrong target.
Matching tanks and armor in the northeast.
Lebanon, Iran, the list goes on. Lebanon, Iran, the list goes on. Lebanon, Iran, the list goes on.
Rockets and missiles filled with ball bearings.
The Katyushas.
Hezbollah has been launching missile attacks against Israel from the Qiyam area.
Hezbollah leader Hassan Nasrallah,
a fugitive now living in Lebanon.
Hezbollah has been launching missile attacks against Israel from the Qiyam area.
4 miles north of the Israeli border. Let's zoom in on the town. Let me show you what the Israelis are actually facing here. There are two ways to clear this town. One of them is to go in and bomb it and take it off the map. The Israelis are not likely to do that. World opinion won't allow. The other way is to go street by street, house by house.
خلينا نصور ربع ثواني يلا انزل
عبيد ابو شنب
كيف فوليس
Thank you.
Be realistic, demand the impossible. This famous slogan, which graced the walls of Paris in May 1968, was truly revolutionary in its time, turning every common sense conception of realism on its head. Now artificial, virtual, quote, realities have come to dominate social relations. Life is not so much lived as watched, and anything can be seen with the new technologies. Considering this, it is no surprise that a slogan once so challenging to an entire social order has now become an advertising slogan. The circuses that we are offered with our bread present us with spectacles like none ever seen before. Exotic places, strange creatures with magical powers, fantastic explosions, battles and miracles. All of these are offered for our entertainment, keeping us glued to the spectator seat, our activity limited to occasionally flicking a button. Not unlike the primary activity in an increasing number of jobs. So, the impossible the society offers us is nothing more than spectacular special effects on a screen, the drug of virtuality numbing us to the misery of the reality that surrounds us, in which possibilities for really living are closing down. If we are to escape this miserable existence, our revolt must be precisely against social reality in its totality. Realism within this context becomes acceptance. Today, when one speaks sincerely of revolution, of striving to overturn the present reality in order to open the possibility of concrete, self-determined human activity and individual freedom, one is being unrealistic, even utopian. But can anything less put an end to the present misery? Increasingly, in the face of the juggernaut that is civilization, our present social reality, I hear many radicals say, "It's necessary to be realistic. I'll just do what I can in my own life." This is not a declaration of a strong individuality making itself the center of a revolt against the world of domination and alienation, but rather an admission of resignation, a retreat into merely tending one's own garden as the monster lumbers on. The positive projects developed in the name of this sort of realism are nothing more than alternative ways of surviving within the present society. They not only fail to threaten the world of capital and state, they actually ease the pressure on those in power by providing voluntary social services under the guise of creating, quote, counter-institutions. Using the present reality as the place from which they view the world, there are those who cannot help but see the revolutionary destruction of this reality in which we live as impossible, and therefore a dangerous goal, so they resign themselves to maintaining an alternative within the present reality. A more activist form of realism also exists. It is found in a perspective that ignores the totality of the present reality, choosing instead to see only its parts. Thus, the reality of alienation, domination, and exploitation is broken down into categories of oppression, which are viewed separately, such as racism, sexism, environmental destruction, and so on. Although such categorization can be useful for understanding the specifics of how the present social order functions, it usually tends to instead to keep people from observing the whole. It allows the leftist project of developing specializations in specific forms of oppression to move forward, developing ideological methods for explaining these oppressions. This ideological approach separates theory from practice, leading to a further breakdown into issues upon which to act. Equal wages for women, the acceptance of gays into the military, or the Boy Scouts, protection of a particular wetland or patch of forest, on and on goes the endless rounds of demands. Once things are broken down to this level, where any analysis of society as a whole has disappeared, one is once again viewing things from a place within the present reality. The activist realist, also known as the leftist, efficacy is the primary value. Whatever works is good. Thus, emphasis is placed on litigation, legislation, petition to the authorities, negotiation with those who rule us, because these get results. At least if the result one wants is merely the amelioration of one particular problem, or the assimilation of a particular group or cause into the present order. But such methods are not effective at all from a revolutionary anarchist perspective, because they are grounded in acceptance of the present reality, in the perspective that this is what is and so we must use it. And that is the perspective of the logic of submission. A reversal of perspective is necessary to free ourselves from this logic. Such a reversal of perspective requires finding a different place from which to perceive the world, a different position from which to act. Rather than starting from the world as it is, one may choose to start from the will to grasp for life as his own. This decision immediately places one into conflict with the present reality, because here the conditions of existence, and thus the choices of how one can live, have already been determined by the ruling order. This has come about because a few people managed to take control of the conditions of everybody's existence. Precisely, in exchange for bread and circuses, survival graced with a bit of entertainment. Thus, individual revolt needs to arm itself with the analysis of class that expands its critique, awakening a revolutionary perspective. When one also begins to understand the institutional and technological means through which the ruling class maintains, enforces, and expands this control, this perspective takes on a social and Luddite dimension. The logic of submission tells us to be realistic, to limit ourselves to the ever-narrowing possibilities that the present reality offers. But when this reality is, in fact, marching towards death, towards the permanent eclipse of the human spirit and the destruction of the living environment, is it truly realistic to, quote, be realistic? If one loves life, if one wants to expand and flourish, it is absolutely necessary to free desire from the channels to constrain it, to let it flood our minds and hearts with passion that sparks the wildest dreams.
This has been Mind Walk, an Upstart Radio production.